shall we? The Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation and its partner entity, Adopt a School, hosted a webinar today on the TARI program, which works to create safe and empowering school communities that are free from violence, academically effective, inclusive, gender sensitive, and that promote health and well-being. All right, let's get more on this. I've got on the line the head of social and skills development at the Adopt a School, a partner entity of the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation, Ms. Banyana Mahajani, joining us on the line. Good afternoon to you, ma'am, and thank you so much for your time.
Good afternoon, Travis.
Let's start, obviously, with by way of introduction. Tell us about, just briefly, tell us about the work of the, what the TARI program is all about. Are you there? Oh, okay, there you are. Sorry, I thought we had lost you for a second there.
No, thank you. So TARI is a holistic-based program that creates safe and empowering school environments that are free from violence, academically effective, inclusive, gender sensitive, and promote health and well-being for all. The model is implemented through Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation with the partner entity Adopt a School Foundation. Mm-hmm. From conceptualization of the model, we acknowledge that we cannot address the social ills facing the country alone. Mm-hmm. We then partnered with strategic partners such as UNICEF to develop the model, and further collaborated with government departments, community-based organizations, faith-based organizations, and NGOs to implement the model.
Okay, so you don't per se start schools, but you make certain interventions in schools, in existing schools, if I'm understanding you.
Pardon? Come again?
I'm just saying, if I'm understanding you well about what TARI is all about, it's not establishing schools from scratch or building schools, but more about making certain interventions or offering certain support to existing schools.
Yes, I think TARI is a program, and it's more on supporting existing schools to address the challenges, especially the social ills challenges that are affecting the vulnerable women and the vulnerable children.
Tell us about the focus then of the webinar the discussion that you held.
So the webinar today, it was focusing on TARI. It was more on creating a platform and awareness to the broader community, including, among others, the private sector, the NGO, the civil society, the state sector, the professionals, in particular the community where we are piloting this program. So it was more about their awareness to say this is what the program is doing. And it was also creating a platform where different stakeholders that are on the grassroots, such as the child youth workers, the Department of Social Development, the Department of Basic Education. So they were given a platform to address their experiences, to also share what is happening on the ground, and to say how we can then move forward in solving and addressing the challenges that we are experiencing in the school community. Mm.
Tell us about why it was so important to have this discussion at this particular time.
It was important to have the discussion in this particular time, taking into consideration what is happening in the country, the level of violence that we are experiencing in our communities, the level of violence that we are experiencing in our schools, the gender-based violence and the school-related violence that is experienced throughout the country, and which is not only our country, but we also know that this is a global challenge. So we had to do this discussion during this time so as to then speak to how as a nation we can come together and collaborate to solve the challenges.
Mm-hmm. And what would be the main, if you were to pick out some of the stuff that came through, that came out, some of the insights that came out of the discussion or commitments that were made, which ones would those be that you could highlight for us?
I think the main one, it was on a collaboration. It was clear during the discussion that multi-sectoral and multidisciplinary approach is the way to go to solve the challenges. So the stakeholders spoke more about that and how they will collaborate to ensure that we can together increase the impact on solving the challenges. Mm. So it was clear that no organization can do it alone. We discussed that, and the other thing that came about, it was more on the boy child. Mm. To say when we are looking at the girl child, focusing more on that and improving the status quo of the girl child, we then left behind the boy child. And the boy child now, most of them, they are the perpetrators. So it was discussed in length that it is important within the programs of GBV to consider a boy child. And if we really want to sustain and to solve the challenges of gender-based violence, which are explicit or exclusive, we need to concentrate on a boy child.
Absolutely. And I wonder whether there's enough focus that's been done in our schools. So it's a timely intervention that would be made from your side. Tell us more about some of the other programs that you are currently working on as TARI, or some of the initiatives that you will be implementing in the year ahead or so.
So TARI is a pilot, and we are in the third year of the pilot. And as I said, we are looking at the three phases. It is the multisectoral, where we are encouraging partnership between different organizations, so partnership with private sector, with public sector, with the NGOs, so that we work together. So the other part is on the safe park, so where we are creating a safe environment to engage children on physical and educational activities, such as home supervision, reading, study, and play, and they play games. And more than that, we have also employed the child and youth care workers. Mm. And those, they are assisting us with psychosocial support services that involves identification of vulnerable children. They go to families and they do counseling, and then they refer the beneficiaries to the different relevant bodies. So as TARI will continue doing that until the final year, which is supposed to go for 5 years. Mm. And the main aim is that before we complete the pilot, is to then work together with the researchers so that we can then have a complete model that is scientific, that have learning, that we can then replicate in different areas.
Right. And just finally, you've been with the foundation now since 2008. What can you tell us, particularly in your area of focus, social and skills development, the level of awareness of the work that you do and the kind of support that you are able to get in implementing some of the programs that you've put up?
Thank you. I think TARI was born from the challenges that we were experiencing as Adopted School Foundation when we're implementing whole school development. So whole school development, we are doing leadership, we build schools, and we also do curriculum, and we support learners psychologically. Mm. So during that, then it was clear that we cannot only focus on the cognitive levels of the learner, and thinking that we'll be able to get the results that we want. There is a relationship between cognitive and psychological performance of the learner.
Okay.
So through that,
all right,
is where TARI was born.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. I really appreciate it, Ms. Mahajani.
Thank you.
That is the head of social and skills development at Adopt a School, a partner entity of the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation, bringing us to 5 o'clock. Power News.